5%. They actually had the edge by a couple of percentage points, and it really kind of came down to foul shooting. I thought the Lakers did a nice job in their foul shooting. I don't have the stats on that one. They were 2-for-2 at halftime, and they missed one in the second half out of a couple.
Yep, so they went 4-for-5 on the night.
40% inside for the Lakers, 33% from the outside. Again, very consistent
the whole night.
But the difference was they were 1-for-3, and the Hatchets were 2-for-3. And it's just the little things that make such a big difference coming to the end. But what I saw out of the Lakers was that they played a whale of a ball game consistently all throughout the ball game. I thought their kids did a nice job, and this is something to build on. I think they're going to be tough in their own district, and if they just go ahead and just take each game from here on out as a learning experience, you know, forget the scoreboard. Sure, you want to win and everything, but you got to come away with something that you've learned. They're going to be fine. Believe me, they're going to be okay. For the Hatchets, they learned, of course, tonight to go ahead and close out a game. I thought toward the end there was some first option quick hitting offenses when you have a lead. I was kind of wondering about that. But when it came down to making the plays, when the plays were needed, they did pull it out on a very close ball game, to, you know, as far as I'm concerned. Bad X winning a 41-36 tilt. They've got themselves an interesting road from here on out.
Well, you take a look at the shooting, John. What Bad X in the first half was 5-for-26. In the second half, 11-for-22. 50% in the second half.
Yes. And, you know, 16-for-48, totally 33%. There was a mark change. I'm sure there was a great halftime speech. And I think Coach Crew got to go ahead and bottle it and hold it for another game. He's going to need it.
Well, what really, in my opinion, changed the momentum of this game was, you know, Lakers at halftime had 7 turnovers, 9 in the second half, and that's when Bad X started executing that trap defense.
Bad X is noted for their defense anyways, but their back defense was not, you know, doing the job for them. And they needed something to go ahead and spark themselves and spark their offense as well. And that was their trapping defense. And they performed it perfectly in the first part of the second half and never looked back, really.
And also, John Mooney, congratulations. You all, first off, you ruined your perfect season. This is your first victory of the night, of the season.
I've been going under all the whole time.
Yes, you have.
So... I don't know if the kids, figured it out, but
well, I had Bad X by 7. Las Vegas had Bad X by 7.5, so they didn't clear that spread. But you had Bad X by 6.
I had a feeling though that this was going to be a close ball game, and it was just I was looking at the Lakers warm up and looking at their game faces that they had. They really wanted to play this ball game, and they were here to win. Didn't walk away with the win, but they. They made a believer out of me. I think that program is really starting to gel, and they're going to turn that corner. They're with the influx of the younger kids, and all they need to do is just practice, play the games together, and they're just going to be fine.
Now, next week, we are heading to Laker country, I do believe. Vassar at Lakers. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, we want to welcome Vassar to the area. We haven't done them in a while.
No, well, we originally were supposed to be doing the Akron Fairgrove Owen Gage game. Unfortunately, yeah. That game got canceled, so we're now swinging things over to the Vassar Vulcans and Elkton Pigeon Bay Poor Lakers.
Vassar is on a downslide this year. They had one starter that I have not a clue what happened to him. They had one starter back, and they have a new coach.
And oh, really? So, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Fabro's not there.
Hmm.
So, okay, you know, they're having their surprises, and they're having their little successes, and they're having some character building to do. But I'm interested to get a good look at them. I'm going to go ahead and get on the road and scout them a little bit and see what they have. They should have a game with Deckerville, if I'm not mistaken.
I do believe you're correct, yes.
So I'll go catch that game and see what they can do, and we'll see a good game. That would be at Lakers, correct?
Yes, indeed. I'm not traveling to Vassar. I know that much.
Oh, there's so much, you know, good places for eats and everything in that area. So.
Well, I heard it floods in the spring, so I'm not going to take that risk. The Bad X Hatchets next week have a threefer. They are, two of them are home, one is away. On Monday, they travel to take on the Catholics of Saginaw as they're taking on Saginaw Novelle. On Monday, the 13th, they have Valentine's Day off, and then they're back on for National Breakup Day, February 15th, as they are hosting the Marlette Red Raiders, who took out Harbor Beach tonight by, I believe, 12 points or so, 63-51. I correct me on that score.
But that game was closer than what the score indicates.
It sounds like Marlette hit 7 free throws to finish out the game to ice it over Harbor Beach. So one thing I've been noticing, John, now Marlette is a very talented team, perhaps one of the, if not the best team in the Greater Thumb Conference, but they've been playing down to their competition a little bit. It seems like they're winning every game, but the scores are closer than what we'd expect.
The edge seems to be lost. Not that they can't regain it, but it is going to be hard when you give away Big Mo, a momentum. But I attribute that to a lot of pats on the back, a lot of reading of ink, and listening to people like me on a radio.
Never listen to the radio. We have no clue what we're talking about. We've only been doing this for 6 years.
You know, when you get all these accolades and everything, they really mean nothing. Success, of course, has 1,000 fathers.
Uh-huh.
And failure, it's an orphan. And so you just got to go ahead and go to work every day and just see what happens.
So Bad Eggs, of course, Saginaw Valley on Monday, Wednesday, Marlette, and then Friday home against Reese. And then we enter two more games for Bad Eggs. On the 24th, they'll have off until the next Friday at USA. And then they finish off the regular season on March 2nd, home against Cass City.
If the Hatchets can go ahead and work on their half-court offense and,
much improvement, I do say.
Dictate the tempo. This is how tonight went. I mean, it was a textbook game as far as I was concerned. Old-fashioned basketball, that we call it, and that's exactly what it was. If they can perfect that and hit their free throws, I think they're going to be just fine.
I think so, too. I think so, especially now Bad Axe on the season is at 8-6 on the overall and improves to 3-2 at home as they continue to march through their season as they now have won 4 in a row in 5 of their last 6, their only loss, home against USA on January 27th.
And that's by no means a bad loss. That's a talented team USA has. So.
Lakers now falls to 5-10 on the season, and that is their 6th straight loss. Their last victory came on January 20th to Vassar on the road, in which they'll have next Friday the game of the week on the WLW Sports Network on February 17th. But before that, on Wednesday, they're hosting the Brown City Green Devils. The Lakers, for the rest of the season through districts, is at home.
I think the game with the Green Devils might turn out to be a closer affair than a lot of people think. I think talent-wise, I'm really a believer in Brown City. That's a nice team. But the Lakers now have a mission, and that mission is to go out there and perform and play together, and they can only get better. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to go ahead and see the Lakers continue on through this season, the season that is winding down very fast.
And, of course, congratulations to Kylie Gunn, the queen of the Snow Carnival 2017 edition, and Zachary Jandreski, the king, the son of Gary and Brenna Jandreski, and Kylie Gunn, the daughter of Brian Gunn.
And also, final congratulations to
Mr. Clark Brady.
You bet.
Scholar athlete, one of 32 in the entire state of Michigan, only 6 students in Class C schools. And Clark Brady is one of them. The requirements, we have at least a 3.5 GPA, active in your school and community, a good proponent of the community, and you need to write an essay on importance on sportsmanship in educational athletics. And this is the press release we received from the MHSA. Clark Brady's played 3 seasons of varsity football and basketball and will play his 3rd of baseball this spring. He also runs track as a freshman. Earned all-conference recognition in baseball and academic all-state, also in that sport, and academic all-conference in basketball. Helped the basketball team to a league and district championship, of course, and baseball to a district title. During the 4 years in student government, Clark Brady served as class president for 3 of them, fundraising president 2 years, and student council president for 2 years. Also serves as National Honor Society chapter secretary. Clark Brady received multiple academic awards, including the National Academic or Academy of Future Physicians and Medical Scientists Award of Excellence. He served 2 years on the Huron County Community Foundation's YAC Youth Advisory Council and volunteered as a tutor and mentor, and served as a referee and umpire during all 4 years of high school, and plans to attend Oakland University and study pre-medicine, and somewhere in there went to school.
You know, even tonight, though, when his best was needed, he had his best. He was led all scorers with 14
points. All around impressive. And John Mooney, I must say, I have made it in life. I can die happy.